This lecture is on the Opium War, and historians have also called it the First Opium War, which is 1839 to 1842. What I shall do is I shall touch upon three different issues here. One is origin, one is what I call theater, what happened, and the consequences. That's what we historians are interested in. So let's start with the origin. The origin of the Opium War really lies in England. In tea consumption, Europe had sought after China and what she had to offer since Roman times. It began with silk, followed by porcelain. Both were introduced by Persian and Arab traders. By the 17th and 18th century, this extended to philosophy, government forms, the arts, and architecture. China and the consumption of what she had to offer appeared in conversations and houses of the royalties and the rich in Europe. Louis XIV built a porcelain tower in imitation of the porcelain tower in Nanjing, and Chinese pavilions, several were built in Britain, and building of Chinese gardens was carried to zenith by the British architecture William Chambers. Many of you will probably come across him. But not everyone in Europe in the 18th century could afford building gardens and royal structures, but they could afford to drink tea. Maxine Berg, a very prominent British historian, said, I quote, "Luxury and novelty were of special significance to 18th century consumers. Even among very ordinary people, the key incentive to changing consumer and household behavior was provided by the prospect of novelties, luxuries, or new addictive goods such as sugar and tea." So in other words, 18th century England, as a result of the Industrial Revolution and the birth of the middling class or middle class, saw the popularization of tea drinking in England and in Europe in general. And this was good news to the British East India Company, right? And to the British government, because you can benefit from taxation on the trade and on the sales of the tea. But there was also a problem. Because tea could only be procured from China at that time. It would be a good question that you should ask yourself, when did other places begin to produce tea other than China? Right? That's a good question. I'm not telling you here. So tea could only be procured from China in the 18th century. And China had only accepted gold or silver for payment. And if you're studying economics, you should know where the problem lies. And often I ask my students to experiment in the classroom. If there's £100 in the classroom, imagine this £100 went to Mr. China. And Mr. China was not buying anything from you. It's a problem, right? So you see the problem with the origins of the Opium War, in my opinion, is rather economic, not political to begin with. So you can see the problem with the trade between China and Britain. It's imbalanced because Britain and Europe kept buying things from China with silver, and they ran out of silver, while China kept the silver and not buying anything from the West. So in other words, China was richer in the 18th century than Europe. And a historian, a colleague of mine, Kenneth Pomeraz, wrote a very famous book. It's called The Great Divergence. In that book, he said 18th century China was richer than 18th century Europe and Britain because it had all the silver. Okay, so this is the origin on the side of Britain, right? Now, and the problem confronted British traders to the East, because you've got to find more silver to buy more tea for the British consumers. Or the other way is to get the Chinese buy something from you, right? So they will spend the silver. So it's two questions. So let's leave that question and look at China.